Did you ever fall off a horse? Never.
Lots of times. Plenty of times. No time to lose it. They done fell down with me. I'd run them across fields, you know, jump ditches with them.
Yeah.
Put up boards and make them jump it. And they'd stump and put it up too high and they couldn't get over it.
Yeah.
That's what all me and Bob did. That's all. He broke his arm doing it. He had a crooked arm when he left. I don't know why they took him an arm. This part of his arm was up across. I don't know why they took him his left arm.
Uh-huh.
And his daddy never would let him straighten it. The doctor wanted to straighten me. They loved him so good. And he told his arm, boy, but he could hit you so hard with it. Me and him would fight and eat and play. Miss Frances Whoopers. When the homeboy got killed. We'd put them boards up and make them horses jump over, and then I said, raise it up another notch. I said, now you try it. Horse stumbled up against it, get tangled up in a fall, jump at wall fences, jump ditches, run across muddy fields. We broke a horse's leg once. Run him in a hole, land got dry, and he run into and it cracked. It was too big a crack, and he went in and popped his leg.
Did
you kill him? No, dear. We told it to saddle after we broke the saddle and told him, boy, daddy was, got at the horse and horse run and fell in the hole, right?
You put your feet in the
stirrup.
And you held on to the
reins.
In a wagon, you had
lines.
Yeah, to hold on to.
Mm-hmm. Hold on to the lines.
Did you ever have to work on a horse's
mm-hmm.
feet?
Sometimes you get up. When it grew out, the hoof grew out like your nail.
Yeah.
And you had to clip him. Well, he got something in the bottom of his feet down in there. It's kind of built funny. Called a frog butt. Sometimes a hard or a rock would get in it. He'd go limp. You tell him limp. Well, you take you a knife or something other. And you go down right in that frog down in there. And you just go down there and clean that out good. And clean it out. Finally, you find a rock or a hard clod or something. Lift that out. And then you go to walking away. Then if he's too flat-footed, some of them flat-footed, put shoes on it. Put a little heel on them.
Mm-hmm. You have to trim all four of these.
Yeah.
All four of them.
All four of them. They even them up as they grow, some of them, they grow crooked.
Is what?
Huh?
All four of this.
Hoof.
Yeah.
They had a thing, you put your foot up on a piece of wood, you know?
Yeah.
They had a sharp thing, they'd take a hammer and just grind it. Then they went to making painters, like fingernail clippers. Kept that all the way around. Level them up and put shoes on it.
Did you have a way of calling your animals, like your mules? What would you say?
No, I never called him. I didn't ever want to get, that's my point, I never want to get up to him. I didn't ever want him, I had to work him. I never called him.
Never said anything to him?
No. Just like if I want to go out there and catch him, I'd go out there and catch him. Or something but me could be calling and come up to me.
And then when you got him, what would you say when you were getting him into a buggy, you'd say?
Like I'd back him up in there?
Yeah.
I'd say, back up.
And then?
That's snatching back problem, you know. Snatching back. Back him, you. Or whatever his name was.
When you got on a horse and you wanted to get him to go, you would do what?
When I got off him.
When you got on him. You were a good horseman now.
Yeah.
What command would you give him?
Something like that, you know, and teach him like that. But I always want him to go. When I got up there, I always wanted him to go myself.
To get him to really go.
Go. I'd have left it. Spit up! And I'd lay it on feet like that. Now, that's what I wanted to do all the time. But I had to coax him along with my granddaddy a little.